Fabian, your 3 minutes to support that employers should be able to consider a job applicant's social media activity and history starts now.
Imagine just employing an employee who had an outburst of violent tendencies. It wasn't visible in any of their background checks or even in the interview, but very visible in their social media activity and history. But because you didn't check their social media and history, you weren't able to avoid this predicament. Good day, panel of judges, moderator, time card, folk or debater, my ever-attentive audience. My name is Fabian Chamdros, Springfield College, and I'm here to support the notion which says that employers should consider a candidate's social media activity and history during the job application process. Firstly, social media activity and history in many ways is involved in background check, at which each employer is obliged to perform for every candidate. Furthermore, you can agree with me that today the world has become a global village connected by computer, the internet, and social media. The ability for one to freely communicate on social media means that they have essential communication skills, key for any good employee. Furthermore, like every person, like you and me, each individual and organization has their own personal values. Social media helps to align and find candidates that perfectly filter into an organization's values, be it creativity, diversity, hardworkingness, and consistency. Furthermore, it also helps to find a candidate with digital intelligence. Yes, being able to perform things in social media and social media activity means that someone has a basic knowledge of computer-based and digital things. This makes them essential, especially in a modern era run by computer. Furthermore, it also helps to find hidden skills. Imagine you have 500 candidates, each with good CVs, resumes, and amazing interviews, but you need that one person that just clicks. And guess what? You check that person's social media activity and history, and they have a talent that perfectly fits into your organization. Because of social media activity and history check, you finally found that person and found that hidden talent and skill that will enhance your organization. In the same vein, it also helps to reassure someone's skill set. Imagine someone says that they have a skill set in their CV, in their resume, and even in their interview. How do you truly know? Checking their social media, you see this application face to face, and you're able to reassure that, yes, this person truly does have this skill set. It also helps to check people with violent tendencies. Like I earlier stated in my opening statement, people with violent tendencies tend to show it unconsciously on the things that they like, comment on, and post on social media. Checking social media activity and history enables you to find these things and rule it out. Furthermore, it also brings about diversity in the office practice, as bringing in social media bring different people of different perspectives, and thereby creating inclusion and creativity in the organization. And finally, it also helps to shape the format of interview. The one-size-fits-all interview doesn't work anymore. Eliminating the social media, I learn more about the person's true personality and make a tailor-made interview that brings efficiency, productivity, and find that key candidate that fits into the organization. In conclusion, social media activity and history being inculcated in job application process brings about efficiency, productivity, creativity, and many more to the organization. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Great work. All right, Lagos. If you just tuned in, you're listening to I Beg to Differ. This match was supposed to happen yesterday. It's happening today now. Ramadan is the opponent of Fabian Chibundu. Ramadan, you've got 3 minutes to oppose. It starts now.
Should employers be able to consider an applicant's social media activity and history during the job application process? Majority are my adjudicators. Good day. My answer to that question is a resounding no. Here are my reasons. Firstly, for this policy to work, an employer has to store an applicant's username alongside their other personal information in some sort of database. And this is a potential goldmine for hackers, as they could use this for blackmail and other forms of social vices. Now, no matter how careful these organizations try to be, there is always a risk of data breaches. After all, even big companies like Facebook have suffered from data breaches, and you cannot say they were not careful enough. So the risk is even greater for bigger organizations. Secondly, different people express themselves differently on social media, and that's the beauty of diversity. But then there's a potential for misinterpretation from an employer. Now, in a bid to avoid this, applicants will strive to be the average Joe, killing the beauty of diversity in the workforce. Thirdly, it can damage a company's reputation. There's already a general speculation that employers could discriminate against employees based on their social media activity. Now, this may or may may not happen, but an applicant might feel that they were discriminated against and post negative content on their social media, which could harm the company's reputation. Bringing me to my next point, it strips the business world of potential talent, as talented employees will most likely not want to want themselves associated with the company that has a bad reputation. So not only has this policy stripped you of your good publicity, it has also stripped you of potential talent. Okay. Fifthly, the social media space is not necessarily a reliable explanation or a reliable picture of a candidate. I mean, social media activities can be curated in ways that appeal to the employer. So using social media activity as a basis for employment can actually be very misleading. Furthermore, it could be expensive for smaller businesses that may not be able to cope with that cost of implementation, cost of automated softwares, and staff delegation, which is necessary for the implementation of this policy. Furthermore, the only constant thing is change. People change and people grow. And what I've posted in my social media might not necessarily define who I am currently. So employers who use this information as a basis for employment could develop a clouded image which does not definitely represent my current persona. In addition, it could have psychological impact. This is because a lot of candidates might feel that too many people are watching, and this leads to mental stress and anxiety, which could have potential psychological impacts. It increases employee turnover. This is because a lot of applicants might feel overwhelmed because too many eyes are watching them, and then when they can't cope with this anymore, they quit, increasing the employee turnover rate. It precipitates a feeling of double standard. If employers are allowed to access my social media activity, they should also be subject to the same level of scrutiny. And this is not the case in a lot of organizations. So this precipitates a feeling of double standard, which is unhealthy for the workforce. Furthermore, an applicant's social media activity is not directly related to their job performance. So, an applicant's social media activity is not always a representation. Oh,
thank you. Thank you very much, Ramadan Olalekan Oladikunpo. Well done. Let me remind you, Lagos, you can watch this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. This is quarterfinal match 2. We have the champion from August 2022 here facing the people's champion from March 2022. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, Lagos, it'll be time for rebuttals. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Lagos, let me remind you that our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed, the strength of your rebuttal of each point. Our judges are not judging whether a debater pauses in the middle of their speech. All right, you've heard the presentation round. It's now time for rebuttals. Let's start with the motion opposer, Ramadan. Your next 3 minutes start now.
Majority of my adjudicators, these are my rebuttals. Firstly, during my opponent's introduction and in his 8th point, he mentioned outbursts of violence and how social media activity can reveal my violent tendencies. Now, I'm not going to post my fits of violence on my social media page so that employers could see this. And he said there's a way they could do this by like looking at the type of content you interact with. Watching controlled violence as an entertainment is not necessarily saying I'm violent. I watch some action movies. That does not necessarily say I'm violent. So, using social media activity is not necessarily an effective way to assess that quality. Another point you made is an involved part of a background check. A background check means checking verifiable content that was made by an applicant. Now, there's this tendency for applicants to curate their social media activity, especially during application process when I know that employers need this information. So I curate it in a way that is more appealing to an employer. And a background check that involves unverifiable information is not anything credible. Another point you made was the world is a global village and you can use this to assess an applicant's communication skills. Now, this is not always the case. Let me use my example. I have excellent communication skills, but if you look at my social media page, I don't really talk much. So an applicant that looks at that might feel I do not have communication skills and I may be more qualified than whoever I employs, but then because of that inactivity on social media, they just classify me as a bad communicator and then penalize me for that. Another point you made is you can find candidates with the company's value. Now, this is true to some extent, but then how about candidates that do not actively use social media? Are these people now going to be disadvantaged basically because they do not use their social media page? I mean, if my applications and qualifications meet the company's criteria, my inactivity in social media should not undermine the chances of me being employed. Another point you made was digital intelligence. Now, we've all heard of social media handlers, meaning applicants might not be the only one handling their social media accounts. I mean, I could have an handler that is a digital expert, and then an employer looks at this and feels, oh, this candidate is a digital expert and employs me, and then unrealistic expectation setting. Another point you made was hidden skills. There are other ways to access a candidate's hidden skills. You could use references, you could use resumes. So adopting a policy that pokes into my personal life is not essentially ethical. Another point you made was reassurance of skills and qualifications. A lot of people don't like to show up. I may be highly qualified and have some skills that I do not want to post on social media because I don't want too many eyes on me. And then an employer will look at my social media activity and say, oh, this guy has sparing applications or sparing qualifications on social media, so he's not qualified enough, basically because I don't like to show off. This is not fair in any way. Another point you made was diversity in the workforce. I am only if we adopt this policy, employers are only going to assess those who applied for the job. I mean, if that pick of employees is not diverse enough, considering that social media activity is not in any way going to make them more diverse, because I'm basically considering those people that have already come in, and if they are diverse already, considering that social media activity is not going to make them more diverse, I'm only considering those people that came into the interview process. Another point you made was efficiency on social media. There's no proven correlation between an applicant's social media activity and their personal life. So I might be efficient on social media, but then you employ me in a job, and what if the job you're employing is unrelated to efficiency?
Thank you very much, and well done, Ramadan. Great work. Let me remind you, Lagos, you can watch live Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Fabian, your 3 minutes start now.
Opera Scores Daily observed, our main Fabian, to my opening stated that how would I find the username and hackers have access. But there's a reason why, when you're taking social media into consideration, you ask the candidate to submit their social media profile. This helps you to find their username. And you also stated discrimination. And I recall that I stated this may lead to discrimination. The phrase that I use in may, does that mean it's an assumption? Does that mean it's a probability? What you're saying, does it mean that it's a possibility? We're counting things that could happen and not things that may happen. You also stated that how does he not show talent? Social media is not a place for you to show off. Social media may just be a place for you to freely express yourself. And freely expressing yourself means may show your talents or your skills. It may not to be showing off. Maybe just to freely express yourself. You stated reliability. And I recall in my presentation, I stated that social media can be used to curb how an interview will play out. Yes, no knowledge is a waste. Knowing more about my candidate, as long as it is ethically correct, I will be able to reaffirm or reconfirm what I've learned about the candidate is true via the interview that they will eventually undertake. You also stated smaller businesses. Many research, Zera, Portia, et al. And many others have stated that social media is cheap, affordable, and saves time and energy. So how does this affect smaller businesses? Rather, it aids them. You also stated psychological impact. What you post on social media is meant for anyone to come across because it's public. If you don't want any psychological impact, don't post it on social media. That's the end of the story. You stated that it also increases turnovers, but many research have proven that in no way refuses and brings about turnovers. In no way brings about turnovers. You also stated that it brings about misinterpretation. Again, what I learned on social media, I can confirm from the candidates in the form of interviews. You also stated watching controlled violence. I do not just mean what you watch on social media. What you post subconsciously or unconsciously could mean that you have violent tendencies. What you like, what you comment on, and even your past employers that we can confirm via social media platforms like LinkedIn can even state that you sometimes have violent tendencies. You stated verifiable. Again, we can verify via the candidate, his or herself. He stated credibility. Reliability and credibility can all be affirmed by the candidate himself. And also using social media platforms like LinkedIn can also confirm from his past employments and professions. He also stated inactivity in social media. Remember, we're saying that social media should be considered in job application process. Not social media is becoming the job application process. Social media shouldn't, social media is just going to aid how they access someone and not becomes what you are using to access person. He also stated handlers. Your ability to open a social media account means that you already know the importance of computer-based and digital-based things, as you've seen how the world is growing, meaning that you already have a sense of digital intelligence. He also stated personal life. Going against, is it a crime to come across something that deals with personal life? No. As long as we're not utilizing this information, it's not illegal and in no way affects. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fabian Chibundu. Well done. Let me remind you, Lagos, you can watch live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're going to dive straight into closing. And we'll start with the motion supporter, Fabian Chibundu. Your final 3 minutes today starts now.
All protocols deal observed. I still remain Fabian Chibundu. My opponent stated that how would it be when I'm not communicating on social media? But research has actually shown that research by PEX Research actually showed that over 85% of people within the age range of 18 to 29, which is most of the employment and labor force, actually have social media platforms, meaning that many of them are actually communicating on social media. I remember social media is just going to be considered in the process and it's not becoming the process. It just aids how they access, know more about the person, and also how they formulate interviews. Furthermore, social media also aids and brings about, it saves time. Simply, remember the phrase, you can perform much more with very little. That perfectly sums up social media activity and history. I can learn more about you. I can question you via interviews, all because of I checked your social media history. It also helps to check your past employment. Yes, you can submit your past employment, but to confirm, I can see it through via social media platforms like LinkedIn. Furthermore, it also helps to check time lapse. Imagine you said that, between March 2021, I was in so job. But when you check your social media platform, you actually posted that you were in Vegas between March 20 to March 21. How would we know if we hadn't checked your social media platform? This helps us to confirm your confirm falsities and truths, thereby aiding the job application process. It also shows a person's emotional and mental intelligence. Yes, like I earlier stated, and you also helped me reaffirm that the world has become a global village connected by computer and social media. And like each and every one of us, we have our own emotional and mental stability. What I post, how I comment, how I like, and how I talk to people on social media based on their emotional and mental stability means I have emotional and mental intelligence, making me a good team person, able to cooperate with many people around me, and making me an amazing employee. Social media brings about diversity in the workplace. We see your skills, we see your ability to communicate, we see your personality. This personality, all of these come into play in social media. And I would like to rebut the point you stated that yes, many people may think that social media is legal, you use legally prohibited statement. But is it a crime to come across something that is put there for everybody to see? Is it a crime to see someone's religious affiliation when it's there in social media? As long as I do not utilize such information, I have committed no crime at all. So saying that this utilizes personal information and may scrutinize my job application is totally wrong. In conclusion, the world is changing like you stated yourself. And only if you change with the world can you get efficiency, productivity, and creativity. This perfectly assimilates and perfectly illustrates social media history and activity being considered in a job application process. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fabian Chibundu, champion from August 2022, his opponent, Ramadan, the people's champion. Your final 3 minutes to close start now.
And my opponent began by saying, I said that employers wouldn't be able to find usernames. That wasn't my point. My point was storing usernames alongside other personal information with an applicant could potentially bring cybersecurity risks. Now, during your second rebuttal, you asked me if I was speculating that it is a possibility. Exactly. There is a possibility of discrimination. Now, let me use this analogy real quick. There are two routes to your house. One route is sometimes attacked by armed robbers, and the other route is relatively safer. Now, there's a possibility that the first route, you are going to be attacked. Are you going to go through that route simply because it's a speculation? Definitely not. So there's a possibility of discrimination. So if we can avoid it, let's not go through that route. Another point you made was expressing myself does not mean showing off. But expressing myself is not posting my qualifications and achievements. And some people might consider this showing off. So if I do not post my qualifications and achievements, an employer might undermine my own ability. Another point you made, another rebuttal you tried to make, was that I stated reliability. I did not make any point relating to reliability. I only said social media activity can be curated and is not an accurate representation of an applicant's real job performance. Another point you made was social media is cheap. Exactly. Some social media is actually free, but during the consideration process, for it to actually be efficient, you have to use automated softwares, you have to delegate staff to do this. I mean, all this costs a price, and for smaller businesses, this could be unbearable. Another point you made was psychological impact, and that is exactly what I'm trying to say. This psychological impact could be negative because a lot of people are watching me, and especially for people with inferiority complex, they might feel overwhelmed, leading to mental stress and anxiety. Another point you made was turnovers, and you said many research reveal that this policy does not encourage turnovers without stating the research. But according to my own research in the Journal of Psychology and Business, considering an applicant's social media activity can easily increase employee turnover rates. Another point you made was my point of watching controlled violence could show that you have violent tendencies, or the type of things I post could subconsciously show that I have violent tendencies. I mean, watching controlled violence doesn't show my violent tendencies, and I may like a movie that has some form of violence and post it on my social media page. That doesn't mean I am violent. Another point you made was credibility on LinkedIn. LinkedIn can show that this person has the potential for violent tendencies. What if I don't have a LinkedIn account? Does that now undermine my chances in the job application? Another point you made was 85% of youth between the age of 19 and 21 are on social media. I mean, a lot of jobs, there is even an age discrimination barrier that in an organization that has more than 20 employers, some of the employers must be above the age of 25. And you mentioned the age group of 19 to 21. And even in that age group, you said 85% are on social media and 15% are not. What if in that 15% is the most credible person? Then you undermine them simply because they don't have a social media. Another point you made was the fact that I opened an account already means I have a sense of digital intelligence. But the person handling the account is a person who is truly digital intelligent. The fact that I cannot handle it myself and I have to delegate it to someone means I'm not digitally intelligent enough. Another point you made is if you are not utilizing the information, it is not legal. I mean, if you are not going to utilize the information, then why consider it in the first place?
Thank you very much, Ramadan Oladipupo Lalekan. What a debate. You both have brought it. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll see if we have a clear winner. If we have a tie, there will be a tiebreaker round. In that tiebreaker round, the debaters will switch sides. They'll have 5 minutes to debate in favor of their opponent's position. You'll be scored for new points you make which were missed. New points you make which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made yourself earlier on. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, Lagos. We'll take this break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
The three past champions are in the quarterfinals. We gave cryptocurrency 9 years to take off. It's barely been 2 years.
So you mentioned that they don't no longer set to launch this piece. Like, seriously?
She also stated academic rigor. Yes.
So are the giant killers who upset two of them.
Voting is more than just a choice. It is a civic duty.
A feedback mechanism that is based on inaccurate results cannot stand.
And the gladiator who almost beat the third.
We all know that Nigeria suffers unstable network connections.
The last two in the last eight are yet to face a champion.
These charges are less than 15 years, or even just a little higher than 15 years.
Well, those countries that operate that's why, but it's because they also operate dual tax system.
And while one of them will do it in the last eight,
how does 15 years lead to high charges? Just 15 years.
Musa and Ramadan, who have done it once, must do it again. it's the quarterfinals of the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions. Monday.
My name is Olalisi Toluwola Shet.
My name is Samita Kashik.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Fabian Chibdu.
I'm Adagboro Amadonolade.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Ruth Okorocha.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner. Thursday.
I'm Deborah Pamzad.
One winner. 2 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info for the Tournament of Champions. This tournament is brought to you by Paystack in association with Suno Assurances. It's supported by RLG Communications, OBBC.com, Just Delight Non-Dairy Ice Cream, Stova Industries, and Wazobia Max TV.
I've got the results here, and let me just say there is no tie. In the presentation round, Fabian scored 70, Ramadan scored 86. For presentation style, Fabian scored 37, Ramadan scored 29. In the rebuttal round, Fabian scored 70, Ramadan scored 82. For rebuttal style, Fabian scored 31, Ramadan scored 35. In the closing round, Fabian scored 45, Ramadan scored 93. For closing style, Fabian scored 26, Ramadan scored 30. And so with 355 to 279, Ramadan wins this quarterfinal match. Congratulations to you and well done.
Thank you very much.
That means that you have qualified for the semi-final next week, Monday. You will be facing Tanvita Kaushik. You'll both get your topics today. Congratulations to you, Ramadan, and well done. Great work. And Fabian, oh my God, Fabian, you were such a delight. Thank you for taking part. You did so well. You performed well in the group stages today as well. And hey, remember, Fabian, there have been over 1,000 applicants for I Beg to Differ. And out of all of them, less than 80 have ever appeared on the show. And out of them, only 12 qualified for the Tournament of Champions. And only 8 made it to the quarterfinals. That's your journey. You should be so proud. Well done, Fabian. Congratulations.